Hey, everyone. This is Pistol Pete Atkinson with the Weekly Sports Roundup. Pocahontas County Schools. The Warriors boys varsity baseball team lost the third game of the season, losing at Richwood 7-6 on Thursday night, March 21st. Bath County Schools. The Chargers boys varsity baseball team won their season opener, defeating Pocahontas County 10-9 in 8 innings Wednesday night, March 20th in Hot Springs. Brian Ratcliffe hit a 2-run, bases-loaded single to secure the win for Bath County in the bottom of the 8th. The Chargers had 14 hits, led by Grayson Walton with 3, and Remington Gordon, Isaac Ingram, Ratcliffe had 2 each. Ingram had 3 RBI, and Jake Bogus drove in 2. Ingram struck out 10 on the mound, with Bogus picking up the win for the Chargers in relief over the last 2.2 innings. Wyatt Hendrick had 3 hits for the Warriors, and Luke Gaynor had 3 RBI. On March 21st, Bath County played Pendleton County, losing 10-0, falling to 1-1 for the season. Ingram and Owen Perdue each had a single for Bath County. The Chargers girls JV softball team lost their season opener to Pocahontas County Wednesday evening, March 20th, losing 9-7. Bailey Gardzinski and Cassidy Nicely each had 2 hits for Bath County, with Nicely notching up triple. Nicely also had 15 strikeouts on the mound. The girls' JV team lost to Pendleton County on March 21st, 4-1, in a game that was stopped after 3.5 innings. Dylan Hicklin struck out 5 and surrendered 1 hit over 3 innings for the Chargers. Miguel Rosado had a hit, and Braden Rexrode scored the lone run for Bath County. The Chargers' varsity boys soccer team secured a home win Friday night, March 22nd, defeating Buffalo Gap 9-0. Luke Turner, Andrew Turner, and Wyatt Campbell scored goals for Bath County, with Andrew Turner, Carter Hooker, and Braxton Bragg adding assists. Goalie Frankie DeBoe had 3 saves for the shutout. On Friday night, March 22nd, the girls' varsity soccer team played Bland County at home to a 1-1 tie. Lacey Ryder scored the goal for Bath County, and Zoe Jenkins had 10 saves. On Tuesday, March 26th, the Chargers boys' varsity soccer team lost on the road to Auburn 4-2, dropping the record to 2-2 for the season. Andrew Turner scored both goals for Bath County, and DeBoe stopped 6 of the 10 Auburn attempts. The Chargers girls varsity soccer team played a game in the rain Tuesday night, March 26, at home, losing to Miller School of Albemarle 7-0, dropping the record to 0-3-1 for the season. Highland County Schools. The Rams boys varsity baseball team swept a doubleheader against Craig County Wednesday night, March 20th, moving the record to 2-0 in the Pioneer District, 4-1 overall. The Rams won 9-8 and 5-3. Zach Armstrong hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 5th in the first game and pitched a complete game victory in the nightcap. In the first game, Armstrong had 2 hits, a triple along with a home run, scored 3 times, and drove in 3 runs for Highland. Evan Kimball reached base 3 times on a single and 2 walks. John Wagner picked up the win in the first game, giving up 9 hits and striking out 4 in a 5-inning complete game. In the second game, Wagner, Eli Moore, Elijah Good, and Zach Wright all had a hit and an RBI. The Rams girls JV softball team swept Craig County 13-3 and 11-1 on March 20th, improving the record to 3-0. The Highland Rams middle school track team took part in a 15-team field at the Amherst County Invitational on Friday, March 22nd. The girls 4x100-meter relay, consisting of Brooklyn Buzzard, Addison Lockridge, McKinley Smith, and Brooke Williams, finished in 3rd with a time of 58.25. Williams also placed 8th in the 400 meters and 8th in the long jump with a leap of 12 feet 2 inches. Christina Neal placed 9th in the shot put with a toss of 23 feet and 8 inches. Turning to area colleges. The Virginia Military Cadets men's baseball team traveled to Birmingham, Alabama on March 23rd and 24th to play Samford in a 3-game series, losing all 3 games, 14-4, 16-9, and 5-4. The Cadets hit the road to face George Mason on March 26th, losing 16-3, dropping the record to 12-14. The James Madison Dukes men's basketball team upset 5th-seeded Wisconsin 72-61 in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship Tournament Friday night, March 22nd, advancing to the next round against Duke on March 24th, where they lost by a score of 93-55 to a superior Duke team, ending their season at 32-4. The men's baseball team hosted Texas State in a 3-game series on March 22nd through the 24th. James Madison lost the first two games 11-5 and 8-1 before winning the last game 7-5. James Madison then faced Radford at home on March 26, winning 12-2, moving the record to 15-10. The women's basketball team participated in the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament, hosting Stony Brook on March 21st, losing 81-70, ending their season at 23-12. The women's softball team traveled to Troy, Alabama, play a three-game series against Troy on March 22nd through the 24th, winning the first game 3-2 and losing the next two 8-0 and 6-2, dropping the record to 18-12. The University of Virginia Cavaliers number 9-ranked men's baseball team traveled to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on March 22nd through the 24th to play Pitt in a three-game series, winning all three games 18-2, 10-4, and 8-2. The Cavaliers took care of business on March 26, defeating Richmond at home 15-5, moving the record to 21-4. The women's basketball team participated in the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament, hosting High Point on March 21st, winning 81-59, and then playing Villanova in Villanova, Pennsylvania on March 24th, losing 73-55 to end their season at 16-16. The women's softball team hosted number 11 Clemson in a three-game series on March 22nd through the 24th, winning two of the three games 6-4 and 3-0, while losing the middle game 5-1. The Lady Cavaliers then faced Liberty in an away game on March 26, winning 3-1, moving the record to 21-10. The West Virginia Mountaineers men's baseball team won four of the five games played this past week, defeating Marshall at home on March 20th by a score of 15-0, before traveling to Norman, Oklahoma, where West Virginia played a three-game series against Oklahoma on March 22nd through the 23rd, winning two games 9-5, and 8-3 after losing the opener 13-0. West Virginia then hosted Akron on March 26, winning 8-3, moving the record to 15-10. The women's basketball team took part in the 2024 NCAA Women's Basketball Championship Tournament, winning Game 1 against Princeton 63-53 in Iowa City, Iowa on March 23rd, then losing to Iowa 64-54 in the second round on March 25th. The Mountaineers ended their season at 25-8. The Virginia Tech Hokies, number 19th-ranked men's baseball team, swept a three-game series against Boston College in Brighton, Massachusetts on March 22nd through the 24th, winning 9-6, 4-3, and 12-6. The number 16th-ranked women's softball team won two out of three games this past week, defeating Maryland Eastern Shore at home 25-0 on March 20th, before playing a two-game series against Alabama in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, on March 22nd and 23rd. Tech lost Game 1, 1-0, before winning Game 2, 8-3, moving the record to 25-5-1. The Liberty Flames men's baseball team traveled to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, to play Middle Tennessee in a three-game series on March 22nd through the 24th. The Flames won games 1 and 3, 11-6, and 25-9, while losing game 2, 10-0. The Guys then hosted number 12 Wake Forest on March 26, losing 7-6, dropping the record to 10-14. The women's softball team hosted number 21 Charlotte on March 20th, winning 6-5, before traveling to Houston, Texas to face Sam Houston in a three-game set on March 22nd through the 24th. The Lady Flames won the first two games 4-0 and 7-6, then lost Game 3, 8-5. The Lady Flames then took on Virginia at home on March 26, losing 3-1, dropping the record to 17-14. Information for this report came from Mark Pfeiffer of the Recorder, Flow Wrestling, Max Preps, and individual school websites. For more detailed information and scores, please visit the story on AMR's website. This has been Pistol Pete Atkinson for Allegheny Mountain Radio News.